Ritz Hashem's Baruch. We're now continuing Baruch Hashem. This is now the second class, second series in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of it. We spoke about in the Hakdama, about the Issur Lashon Hara, how, you know, the Gemara tells us that Lashon Hara doesn't really have a Yitzhara. It's an interesting thing. There's no Etzem Yitzhara in the sense that there's no physical benefit you get from it. But there is a certain level of Geshmak, and maybe we'll talk about specifically what the challenge is, what the problem is. So in terms of the Lav, the says the Hilga Chafetz Chaim, Hamaragel bechavero over beloisase. What does it mean hamaragel? Maraglim is almost like someone goes around, but they will call a hacker today. You know, he goes to here, he goes to there, right? Yishmuz here, Yishmuz there, a shmuzer, a kibitzer. Again, it doesn't mean you can't have a personality. It doesn't mean you can't kibitz. It doesn't mean, but the idea of, as it says, loiselech rachel ba'amecha, to go around as a rachel. What's a rachel? Again, a person who goes from here to here, from there. What? Yeah, a peddler. That's the official terminology. You bounce from here, you bounce from there. You know, now they call it a schnorrer today, right? They call you. They don't have the door-to-door salesman anymore, except when you're going to collect money. What's called a rachel? What's called a rachel? Zeh shetoyin dvarim v'hoylech mizeh lazeh. What is a toyin? Toyin, the Russian toyin also means teina, to carry. You're walking around with this idea. You have a certain juicy piece of information. Ah, it's geschmack. Did you hear about this? Oh, did you hear this young guy? His store is closing. Can you imagine? Well, why do you think stores closed? You think something's shady? You think he's doing something incorrect? You think maybe you're not? He just wasn't marketing well. Ah, the guy is an ice fire to begin with. That's a rachel. Someone goes around and just has a piece of juicy information and just loves to spread it around. Oh, by the way, you know, guy, you know what he says about you? Oh, yeah. He said you're nice, but yeah, your breath smells, you know? Or he's like, you have a stinky face, you know, whatever it is. I'm not so good at these things. Baruch Hashem. I'm lacking on this endeavor. Baruch Hashem. V'kach v'kach shamati aplani. I heard about Yanagai, Shu'as l'cha, that he meant to say like this. He was going to do like this. Afa pishu emes, even though it's truth, it may be truth. Hare zemachar v'sa'olim. Such a person is destroying the world. V'yesh oven godol mizeh ad ma'oid. Further than that, meaning there's just one level of what's l'seilich rachel, to go around and just spread gossip and spreading around negative feelings one upon the other. That's called rechilos. We're just spreading around negative connotations, negative feelings about people. But yavon yoyser, and that's, by the way, that's machriv is kol olam. That's you're destroying the whole world. So can you imagine what's even worse than that? Lashon hara. V'hu lashon hara v'hu bechlal lav zeh. This is inherently within the lav of leiselach rachel. What does it mean? Hu mesaper beginus chaver. You speak negative and derogatory about other people. Afal pishol emer emes. Even if you're saying the truth, you hear it all the time. You're like, oh, that's what you just said is, you know, it's Lashon Hara. Like, no, it's not. It's true. Like, well, who cares? The point, if it's true, doesn't make it. By the way, that's the definition between Motzi Shemra and Lashon Hara. What's Motzi Shemra? Motzi Shemra is complete fabrications. Motzi Shemra, you're spreading false rumors. As opposed to Lashon Hara, it can maybe be true, but how goofy, that's what Lashon Hara is. You're going around even the true thing. Now, of course, if it's where he's helping another person, it's stopping them from a loss, we'll see those things. That falls into the whole realm of Ta'eles. But generally, going around, if you don't have a strong sense of what Ta'elis is, and there's a whole other demarcation of factors of what you have to pass through to be able to say it, you shouldn't go around saying it. It's a terrible thing. Our peh is a very, very, very strong thing, and you can really destroy people's lives. Avlo oimer sheker, someone who speaks lies, nimsa mitzi shem ra'al chaver. Then that person falls into the category of someone who's a mitzi shem ra'al. It's a very, very scary thing, because, you know, how many shidduchim have been destroyed? How many reputations have been destroyed? How many people... You know, they always say you can only make the first impression one time. So can you imagine, some people already prime you from before. Like, it was one of my biggest challenges that I used to teach the girls the year before, and I have like my lines, my jokes, my things that we worked really hard on to build as a structure for the class for the coming year. And what happens, first day of class, I'm teaching the girls, and you can only make the first impression once, and a girl from the previous year comes in and says, oh, Rabbi Kassar's gonna do this. It destroys it, it ruins it. Is that Lashon Hara? It's using your peh to take away from the ability for people to experience things new in a fresh way. A lot of times people can be very, you know, disparate. They can have relationships with this person and maybe things didn't go well, and for some whatever reason, unfortunately, there was some type of negative relationship that developed, two personalities clash. And that person, because they've got that sense of you, then spreads it around to other people. Now you can't even have a positive relationship with somebody else. It happens. It's not, person's not bad, person's not evil. Some people just unfortunately don't get along. But because of those negative feelings, that person going around and is rachel and spreads that false, it's achina, he's just a difficult person to deal with. Then you ruined it for everyone. You primed other people that now this person can't even have a chance to have a new start. It happens in small communities, happens in big communities, happens in schools. How many times kids have to leave one school for another because the reputation spread about themselves, that maybe it was true, maybe they changed, maybe they turned a leaf, but they never got the opportunity to turn a new leaf. It's one of the beautiful things. This is not the beautiful thing about it, but there's a beautiful aspects of beautiful things about living in a frum Torah community that people know each other. Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Sheni, it also means that you can never really have the opportunity to reinvent yourself, right? Bali Shuvah don't have this challenge. Baruch Hashem, you come into a new place, boom, people don't know you. You can set your own terms. But people that knew you already from a little kid, they knew you from a little school, they knew your challenges. You know, the terminology used today is called a journey. Give people an opportunity. When you're spreading false rumors or even true rumors, it robs other people the opportunity to be able to start anew. And how can a person do tshuva if they always feel like they're always behind on the eight ball? Just push it from a purely cultural standpoint. It's not fair to other people to spread those rumors around and say, because the person doesn't even have the chance to change. And unfortunately, when a person feels internally they don't have the chance to change, do you think they're going to try to change? They won't even try to change. It's a very scary thing. It happens a lot. You have yeshiva barchim that don't necessarily fit into the system. All right? Can you imagine such a thing? I think I saw recently that Haredi boys in the system have a 9 to 10% higher chance than their counterparts in the secular system. All right? Now, does that sound like such a high number? Of the dropout rate. Meaning dropout rate, let's nagid, is like 25%. You know, 20%. Let's say someone throws some crazy number. So Haredi boys have a much higher percentage than the rest of the population. It's hard because there's a much stricter standard of what fits in, what doesn't fit in. You have any side interests, you know, you may like already veer out the outside. And so again, has beautiful parts to it and has some frustrating parts to it. So somebody who's in that lane, who may, when he was 14, 15 years old, was a little interested in music and his Rebbe one of my Rebbeim actually, his son started to develop maybe a little bit of interest in music. And the yeshiva said, you can't play any music in yeshiva. Yeshiva Bacha doesn't play music. You can't play music here. The family fought. Says fine. Only if you rent an apartment 3 blocks away from the yeshiva, and you can go there between Bein Hasdarim, then you can play his music there. But no one's allowed to know about it in the yeshiva. Otherwise, you can't play music in the yeshiva. If he wants to play music, he has to find somewhere else. It's like, okay, listen, you can agree, disagree. I'm not getting into that. I don't like living in the, you know, through the world through one system. Through one thing, I don't agree what they did, therefore I don't like the yeshiva. Like, no, I hear what they're doing. It's not for everybody. And what's my point? My point only is to say is that we have somebody that didn't fit perfectly in a certain cookie cutter system. They have their journey. They, Mirtz Hashem, will hopefully come back. But how can they come back if we don't give them the opportunity? That we have communities that are just unfortunately not giving everyone a chance to develop into who they are. Mirtz Hashem, it seems like a niche thing that I'm like ringing about. That's a challenge in life that we all have to figure out. We have to be able to be more accepting of other people and understand Lashon Hara, Avada, it's bad, it puts people down, it ruins people's reputations. Why? He's Kanan Hara, he's a Rebbe in the yeshiva, he's shtagging tremendously. He needed his little outlet. And that was good for him. He ended up not leaving the yeshiva, actually. He left the yeshiva, found a different yeshiva, which was a little bit more accepting of those things. Not that it was any less of a yeshiva, but more of a accepting environment. And that worked for him, you know? Right.
And I come to find out that some years later, at that point, when he was mamish black and white, he would call up and like play a beatnik guitar, like a beatnik.
Okay.
Like a guitar here and
that. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder, you know, if that had something to do with it.
I don't know. I have to know the family personally. I would never comment on somebody else I don't know. But,
but like the music part.
Yeah, listen, everybody has their little connection, what they need, what they don't need. It's the challenge of life is figuring out how to be able to do it properly with your own kids in Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach. It's dush parshit, how everything has to fit into certain tours. But I just want to bring it back to the major nekuda. Lashon Hara is terrible, shver. It's terrible because it doesn't give the people an opportunity to redefine themselves. And a person needs to be able to redefine themselves. Why? We're supposed to be doing that every single year. A yid is supposed to be doing that every single year. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, redefining ourselves. Whatever we did in the past, we're hoping Mirtz Hashem to change in the future. So we're such a shame as well, we should work on this.